Flint City. After. 1. The plane chartered by the late Howard Gould landed at the Flint City airport just after 11 o'clock in the morning. Neither Howie nor Alec was aboard. Once the medical examiner finished his work, the bodies had been transported back to FC in a hearse from the Plainville funeral home. Ralph, Yoon, and Holly shared the expense of that, as well as a second hearse, which transported the body of Jack Hoskins. Yoon spoke for all of them when he said there was no way the son of a bitch was going home with the men he had murdered. Waiting for them on the tarmac was Jeannie Anderson, standing next to Yoon's wife and two sons. The boys brushed past Jeannie, one of them, a husky preteen named Hector, almost knocked her off her feet, and bolted for their father, whose arm was in a cast and a sling. He embraced them with his good arm as best he could, disengaged himself, and beckoned his wife. She came on the run. So did Jeannie, her skirt flying out behind her. She threw her arms around Ralph and hugged him fiercely. The Sablos and the Andersons stood in family embraces near the door to the little private terminal, hugging and laughing, until Ralph looked around and saw Holly standing alone by the wing of the King Air, watching them. She was wearing a new pantsuit, which she had been forced to buy at Plainville Ladies Apparel, the nearest Walmart being 40 miles away on the outskirts of Austin. Ralph beckoned her, and she came forward a little shyly. She stopped a few feet away, but Jeannie was having none of that. She reached for Holly's hand, pulled her close, and hugged her. Ralph put his arms around both of them. "Thank you," Jeannie whispered in Holly's ear. "Thank you for bringing him back to me." Holly said, "We hoped to come home right after the inquest, but the doctors made Lieutenant Sablo Yoon wait another day. There was a blood clot in his arm, and the doctor wanted to dissolve it." She disengaged herself from the embrace, flushed but looking pleased. 10 feet away, Gabriella Sablo was exhorting her boys to leave Papi alone, or they would break his arm all over again. "What does Derek know about this?" Ralph asked his wife. "He knows that his dad was in a shootout down in Texas and that you're all right. He knows two other men died. He asked to come home early."
"And you said?"
"I said, okay. He'll be here next week. Does that work for you?"
"Yes. It would be good to see his son again. Tanned, healthy, with a few new muscles from swimming and rowing and archery, and on the right side of the ground. That was the most important thing."
"We're eating at the house tonight," Jeannie said to Holly, "and you'll stay with us again. No arguments now. The guest room is all made up." "That would be nice," Holly said and smiled. Her smile faded as she turned to Ralph. "It would be better if Mr. Gold and Mr. Pelly could sit down to dinner with us. It's very wrong that they should be dead. It just seems..."
"I know," Ralph said, and put an arm around her. "I know how it seems."